All right, up next on High Plains Morning, I am thrilled to welcome into the High Plains Public Radio studio in Amarillo. We snagged another one, folks. We got Jacob Johnson, and this was my favorite overheard in the High Plains Morning studio. I just heard, well, that's part of the fun of friction pegs. And he'll be able to explain that a little further. Jacob is a classical guitarist and lutenist based in the Dallas area, and he was in town in the Panhandle doing a performance in the in Palo Duro Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. What a beautiful place to be performing.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, welcome to you. You sounds like you are a regular performer across the Dallas area. I can imagine lutes fit in a certain kind of oeuvre, so right. Mostly museums and stuff.
Lots of museums, and of course, there's other kinds of like private parties and things like that. It's similar to the classical guitar, a lot of the same repertoire. But most guitarists don't pick up the lute. They just play it on the guitar.
That's fantastic. And you also offer private lessons. Is there like what are the kids that want to play the lute? What are they like?
Most of them are already interested in classical music to begin with. Mm-hmm. And it's partly the music itself. If they like the early Renaissance stuff, they're more likely to be interested. But also the beauty of the instrument itself, when you can see it in person, a lot of people get excited and interested about it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get a photo. I'll go ahead and post that so folks can take a look at your beautiful instrument. Could you tell us a little bit about yours?
Absolutely. It was built for me by Mel Wong in San Francisco. It's based on instruments that were built in 1599.
Oh, wow.
In Padua, Italy. So the lute is it's similar to a 12-string guitar in that there are double strings for all of the strings except for the first one. And in the bottom, we have a low string and a high string, similar to the way that the 12-string is. Everything else is the same note. And it uses friction pegs, excuse me. So, yeah, they might slip out once in a while, like, and that
doing.
Is part of the fun of the friction peg.
Yeah, I heard an untoured sound here going, doing, and I was like, right. Oh, I cannot find you a lute string at this hour in Amarillo, Texas. Please don't bust that. Now, tell us a little bit about your history. It sounds like you started your college career doing horns.
Right.
And then how did you did trumpet, and then you somehow just decided, no, I'm going to go classical guitar, and that's what led to the lute?
Yes,
tell
absolutely.
Us a little bit about that journey.
Well, I'd kind of picked up the guitar as a hobby during middle school and high school. I was a trumpet player for, since third grade in the St. Louis area where I came from originally. They had, third grade was when you started band. So I had been playing for several years, and I kind of just picked up the guitar to play like Peter, Paul, and Mary and stuff like that. And then one day when I was at UNT, I was walking back from class, and I heard what sounded like two guitars playing at once. And I was like, okay, well, that's pretty cool. Let me go check that out. And as soon as I came around the corner, I saw it was just one guy under the tree. So I kind of was like, I'd never really heard much in the way of classical guitar. And at that point, I was like, well, I think this is the thing for me.
That's
so I switched
great.
At the end of that semester.
Well, I have to say, like, hearing classical guitar, and especially Spanish guitar, it's just like you do kind of melt, you know?
Absolutely.
It's really beautiful stuff. And it sounds like there's a huge musical community, in Dallas. We're a much smaller town, but it sounds like you talked to Chamber Music Amarillo
yeah.
A little bit. We've got a really robust scene here. So hopefully, if we had some more time, we can get you back here to play a concert for us. But let's go ahead and have a little mini concert right now.
Okay.
What are we going to hear?
So the first piece I'm going to play for you is a prelude from Thesaurus Harmonicus by, now I can't think of his name. Jean-Baptiste, can't remember.
Hey, he's probably dead, so he's not going to hurt. And
right.
Then we will find out and we will post the correct information. Don't sweat. Thank you. That was Jean-Baptiste something, and we're going to, that was absolutely beautiful. Tell us a little bit, what exactly, so the a lute, how many folks in the U.S. really are in this kind of community? It sounds like it's pretty robust.
It's actually, yeah, it is pretty strong. It's growing too. There's the Lute Society of America. I'm not sure how many members we have right now, but last summer and the summer before, I went for the they call them the Lute Fests, and Lute
Sounds
Fest
like a
West.
Rough crowd.
Right. Definitely. And it's a kind of a like a close-knit group, even though we're all spread out, because there are so few of us that when we get together and we have these festivals, it's kind of a big party and a whole lot of fun. You get to play with some of the very best in the world and take lessons privately, one-on-one, do concerts and stuff like that.
And then how what's the largest lute armada that y'all have gotten together? Do you ever just like get in packs? Ooh. And just...
Yeah, it was something like the 2016 one. I want to say we had 220 people.
That's amazing.
And almost everybody but me brought more than one instrument. So we had something like, you know, 500 or 600 lutes and vihuelas and viola de mano and all kinds of different things.
That's incredible. Now, does anyone ever like just totally go to town and just shred on the lute?
Absolutely. part of that is because it decays, the sound decays so quickly that without playing kind of, you know, faster, there's a whole lot of dead space. So most of the early lute stuff is actually very shreddy, almost on the level of the heavy metal stuff, you know? So.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you to see... Give us an example of lute shredding.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's hear it. What are we going to hear?
So this is The Frog Galliard by John Dowland.
That was some righteous shredding here on High Plains Morning. That was Jacob Johnson on the lute. And thanks so much for tuning in. It sounds like you had a recent tour. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, last summer I played concerts in Buena Vista, Salida, and Denver, Colorado, then Salt Lake City, Sacramento, and Victoria, British Columbia. So it was a really long drive and about a month out on the road. So it was a whole lot of fun. Got to play for, you know, small, intimate settings and some larger house concerts too, which, you know, when I can almost reach out and touch the front row, I love that. That's much more, it's also perfect for the lute, which was originally intended to be played for small groups. Mm-hmm. So.
That were all standing right there and had nothing else to do.
Right.
Well, I definitely want to hear, do you have any recordings? Do you have like albums out? Are you working on any new projects? Tell us about that.
Yeah, last summer I made what I like to call a guerrilla EP. I recorded several pieces before I went on tour. Unfortunately, I tried to do it in my living room, and you'll hear like lights and you'll hear the air conditioner come on or my cat going for water or something. And I just decided, I was like, well, if I can't get rid of all noise, then I should embrace the noise. And so I started recording outdoors in like public parks and things like that after midnight. And so you can hear some frogs and crickets on the EP is called Gradus ad Victoria, Steps to Victoria, because I was going, that was the final concert destination on the trip. And you can find that on my Bandcamp. I don't remember the link.
We will link to it. You never want to just like start rattling off right. The URL. We'll link to that. Well, that's fantastic. So you had some punk lute recordings in a living room.
Right.
So it sounds like it's the lute's really good for living room concerts, but maybe not for living room recording sessions.
Right.
Well, hey, you learned. You learned and you moved forward. What are you working on for 2019?
I'm in the planning stages of my first full-length album. And it's still kind of up in the air at the moment. I'm deciding on repertoire and how the split's going to work, if I'm going to play all lute or if I'm going to put some guitar on there as well. And I try and keep updating that on my website and on my various social media. So if you're interested, please keep an eye out, and you'll hear some information soon.
All right, and give folks that contact information. How do they find you?
Absolutely. My website is johnsonguitarstudio.com. And you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Johnson Guitar Studio.
Perfect. Well, that's so exciting. I love that you're having these strange little lute concerts here and there. Do you ever do original compositions?
I haven't on the lute yet, but that's something that I'm interested in doing for sure. And also in commissioning new works from living composers for the instrument. Because if we want the instrument to survive, then it's really important that we support the living artists that are around this community. So I've got my eye on a couple of people to commission works from in the near future too.
Wonderful. Well, we just got about 3 minutes left. I know you can take us out with some more music.
Absolutely.
All right, what are we going to hear?
So this is one of the most popular ballad tunes from the Renaissance. It's called Packington's Pound.
All right, this is Jacob Johnson on High Plains Morning. We're going to have news at the top of the hour, but we're going to take it out with some lute. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, that was Jacob Johnson. Go find his music at johnsonguitarstudio.com, and he's also on Facebook. We will link to all of these things. Folks, this is High Plains Morning on member-supported High Plains Public Radio. We're going to have news up next at the top of the hour. We will be right back after that with more great music on High Plains Morning.